Voters in four states are weighing in on the race for the White House today.
There are primaries in Mississippi and here in Michigan. There's a Republican caucus in Hawaii today. In Idaho, there's a Republican primary. The Democrats caucus there later in the month. So let's check in Boise, Idaho. Tom Bonsi is with Northwest News Network. Tom, first, how's turnout where you are?
Hi, Robin. I was half expecting to see a line at 8 a.m. when I showed up because this is the first time in recent memory that Idahoans can cast a meaningful vote in the presidential nominating contest. Usually the race is over by the time it's our turn to vote out here in the Pacific Northwest. At the precinct in East Boise that I visited, there was one person in line at 8 o'clock, right when the polls opened. But soon after the magic hour, the people started coming in. And for whatever it's worth, the first person who voted, a hospital worker, told me she wanted to stop Trump. And so she picked Ted Cruz as the best candidate to do so.
So a stop Trump person first in line, but you also spoke with a registered Democrat who changed his affiliation to Republican in order to vote for Donald Trump. Here's Donald Sawyer of Nampa, Idaho.
The bigwigs in the Republican Party tried to take it from him, and he earned it. So, and he's the only one that's ever listened to the people about shutting the borders. Nobody ever listened to us before.
So, Tom, have you seen much of this? People, and we've seen it in other states, people crossing party lines to vote for Trump.
There is definitely a groundswell for Trump here in the state. And I find that quite interesting because Donald Trump has not campaigned in Idaho at all. This is a testament to the power of his anti-establishment message and his ability to get it across through basically free channels such as cable TV.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, you've spoken with voters, and Donald Trump may not be a shoo-in. Give us more.
Yeah, several voters I spoke with paid attention to Mitt Romney's condemnation of Trump, given last week in that high-profile speech in Utah, a next-door state. Eastern Idaho especially has a high Mormon population, and Romney, I think, is seen as a political thought leader in that demographic. So his remarks might have some influence in the final days before the voting. In Boise, also, I discovered that Marco Rubio, who campaigned here 2 days before the voting today, made a rally speech that at least made a sale with a bunch of voters, including Kinsey Lamb here from Boise. Here's what she had to say afterwards.
I mean, I've had my eye on Rubio the whole time just because I connect with him and more of a, just his character. I just think we need to bring that back.
So they're an undecided voter who made up her mind. Tom, as we said, the Democrats don't caucus till the 22nd of the month. So what's it looking like there?
That's an interesting race, even though in the general election, remember, Idaho is a very red state, will be reliably in the Republican column. Still, Bernie Sanders is making a surge here. We have one independent poll that was taken first in January and then 2 weeks ago. And Bernie Sanders has made up quite a bit of ground and, depending on the margin of error, might be a couple points ahead of Hillary Clinton here. There is not, although I have to say, much investment of either of the Democratic campaigns visible so far in Idaho.
As you said, a very red state. Tom Bonsi of the Northwest News Network there in Boise, Idaho. Tom, thank you.
Pleasure to be with you.